All right, folks, time for another episode of Never Trust a Skinny Cook. I'm ready for spring. Sammy, can you cheer me up?
I am ready for some salads.
Me too.
You know, I'm really ready for these fresh greens that we grow, but you know, we can get pretty good ones. And I got a good spinach salad with snappy dressing.
Oh!
You're going to love this dressing.
Snap on, sister.
You're going to love this dressing. Of course, you'll like the salad, too. You want to hear it?
I do.
A bag of baby spinach, 8 slices lean bacon, fried crisp and crumbles.
There you go.
And, you know, if you wanted to make 10, you don't count too good. 2 hard-cooked eggs chopped, 4 green onions sliced, including both the white and the tender tops, and a cup of sliced mushrooms. And then your dressing, I think this dressing, I like this dressing. 1/3 of a cup of vegetable oil, or you can use olive oil if that's what you have. 2 tablespoons of cider vinegar. A clove of garlic crushed, and we might want 2. 1/2 teaspoon Tabasco, 1/2 teaspoon dried mustard, 1/2 teaspoon paprika, 1/2 teaspoon salt, and fresh ground paper. Pepper. You want some paper in your salad?
Good and fiber. I need my
play
fiber.
Play like they're croutons and eat it. You combine those dressing ingredients in a jar and shake it well. And just toss all that together.
It sounds fantastic.
It kind of reminds me of wilted lettuce salad. You know,
which
like
I
where
love.
I do too. We've talked about that before. That was always the first thing in the spring we had.
I'd just soon have that as anything.
We had Mama make a great big bowl of it, and we just had it for a meal for supper.
It's like your spring tonic. It's
she
good
would,
for you.
You know, Daddy planted that lettuce and put out onions and radishes in the tobacco bed. We used to burn the tobacco bed. Yep. We'd always have lettuce and radishes and green onions. We'd put radishes in it, and she'd boil hard-boiled eggs and fry a bunch of bacon.
That sounds so good.
Then take that bacon grease and put a little sugar and a little vinegar. You know that?
Oh, it was the best
sound. And pour that over the top of
it. Best smell in the world, too.
Oh, it is, that vinegar and bacon. Then I got a ranch potato salad.
It's going to be hard to top that wilted lettuce, but that sounds good, too.
I didn't even have to have a recipe for that one. This is 3 pounds of red potatoes peeled and cut into 3/4 inch chunks. And, you know, red potatoes are russet and bacon potatoes are a little grainy. But for potato salad, really, red potatoes or a white. Yukon Golden's pretty good.
Oh, I think so.
And 3/4 cup mayonnaise, 1/2 cup of buttermilk, and 1/4 cup white wine vinegar, and 1/4 jar drained roasted red peppers chopped.
Okay.
3 tablespoons fresh cilantro leaves. Mm-hmm. 3 scallions, green onions chopped fine. 1 garlic clove minced. 1/8 teaspoon dried dill. 2 teaspoons pepper and 2 tablespoons Dijon mustard. And you bring your potatoes and salt and water to cover about 1 inch and boil it over a large pot in high heat, over high heat. And reduce your heat to medium and simmer until potatoes are just tender, about 10 minutes. And while the potatoes are simmering, whisk the mayonnaise, buttermilk, vinegar, red pepper, cilantro, scallions, garlic, dill, salt, and pepper in a large bowl. And drain your potatoes on an even layer on a rimmed baking sheet. And whisk the mustard and remaining vinegar in a small bowl. Drizzle the mustard over the hot potatoes and toss until evenly coated. Refrigerated till cool, about 30 minutes. And I'm not too much. I don't do that. Because I like to put all my seasoning in my potatoes while they're warm.
Right.
Because they really suck it up. And then this says transfer cool potatoes to a bowl with a mayonnaise mixture and toss and combine. And cover and refrigerate until well chilled, about 30 minutes. And I can eat potato salad anytime.
Oh, yeah. And any style of potato salad.
Yeah,
that makes me miss the schnitzel barn.
Yeah, they did that. I put the recipe on there that... Lee Lucas's wife, Frances Lucas, Darlene Gale's, you know, mother.
Mm-hmm.
They have a recipe that was supposedly her mother's, Miss Haynes's, for a German potato salad.
Oh, I bet it's fantastic.
Oh, it's great.
That clan can cook anyway.
Oh, yes.
That's
yes,
a cooking
yes.
bunch of people.
Oh, Frances was just, she was a wonderful cook. Wonderful cook. I used to go see him every once in a while on Christmas, and she'd always fix me a box to take home.
I bet you love that.
Country ham and German chocolate cake, and she was a fine lady.
I love that.
I like those gals and boys too.
And those handed down recipes, and that family has been, they really do honor their family, and that's one thing
right.
I love about them. I'm shirt tail kin to them way down the line.
Well, Raleigh grew up with the Lucas boys. He, you know, went to school with some of them high plains and over in there, and
right.
So he always, you know, he and Mr. and Ms. Brown were friends with Mr. and Ms. Lucas, Brown and Eva, they call them,
right.
And so it's like I have a lot of history. And then I worked with Darlene, and Nora worked with Gail, and
Wonderful folks.
Just wonderful, sweet, sweet people.
I bet that I'm going to have to hit one of them up for that potato salad recipe.
Oh, I can bring it to you.
I bet it's fantastic.
I put it in the paper when I was writing for the paper back before I became a television star.
famous on the air.
But, you know, it was the best. Darlene gave me that recipe years ago, and I've made it quite a few times.
I've got to try it.
I'll bring it next time.
All right. Sounds good.
My cookbook, if I ever publish it, I'm putting it in there, which I have sitting under my desk. Nora's going to publish it when I'm gone.
You better get on it now.
And then I went the other day. I don't eat out a great deal, you know, but one week I ate out 3 days, 4 days in a row. And one of them I went to Olive Garden, and I enjoyed that salad.
Haven't been in years.
I enjoyed that salad. Though they've got a really extensive, they've added a lot of things to the menu.
Cool.
A bunch of us went, and everything I got was really good.
I love their salad.
But the salad was so good. And
that
so,
dressing of theirs is
well, they've got supposed to be a copycat recipe. You know how they are. I haven't made it yet, but I'm going to.
Oh, wow, yeah,
we
got to try
it. That was week before last, and I thought, oh, I got to get this stuff together and make it.
So good.
A head of iceberg lettuce washed and chopped. And a half a cup of radicchio, which is, you know, that little red cabbage,
mm-hmm.
or washed and shredded, just a half a cup. You could buy a red cabbage and use that. I don't know whether we don't see the radicchio around here much. It's in Lowell. Or,
right.
A red sliced red onion. Use as much as you prefer. That's how it goes with me. Three or four peperoncini. I love them.
I can eat them by the jar.
A medium tomato, washed and sliced. I just put it in there dirty. I don't see any washing. I like these recipes. They tell you these things. A half a cup shredded carrots, black olives. That'd be as many as you want. And croutons. And grated cheese on that if you want to, but it's in the dressing, so you might not want to put the grated cheese, which would be Parmesan or something Italian cheese.
Right.
And your dressing is a half a cup of olive oil, a fourth of a cup of white vinegar, 2 tablespoons mayonnaise, 2.5 tablespoons pecorino, I can't talk today. Grated pecorino, Romano cheese, or Parmesan.
All good.
A half a teaspoon of lemon juice, a teaspoon of sugar, a teaspoon of garlic powder, a teaspoon of garlic salt, a teaspoon of salt, and a dash of pepper. And you just put all your greens and ingredients in a bowl, and you can shake this up in a jar or whisk it up, whatever you want to, and pour over it.
And that's supposed to be it, huh?
That's supposed to be it. And you know, because I saw this right after, I guess it was a couple of weeks ago, we went down there on a... It was on Saturday night. I went to much people. And it just tasted so good to me. I enjoyed it more than I did my entree, really.
And I wonder when that one in A-Town is going to be open.
We were talking about that the other day. Somebody said they didn't think it was going to be long. So.
Well, it'll be full of Brett County people.
It'll be full of
Brett County people will be so thick you have to run them off.
This one was at Owensboro. And it was pretty full. We went to a movie, and one of the girls said, well, I think we should call and get reservations. I didn't know they did.
Wow.
But... she called before we went to the movie, and we got there, and we got right in.
What? I love their salad.
Oh, but it tasted so good. I mean, I had a really good entree that had chicken and shrimp, kind of a fettuccine with, and it was really good.
That's one of the few chains that I really love.
Yeah, I really like it. In fact, I usually eat the breadsticks, but they were the other stuff was so good, I didn't eat much of them, and we didn't get a dessert or anything. But
it was funny. Angie and I were talking when they get the one in A-Town open. Anna knows not of Olive Garden.
She doesn't know about it.
She'll go, they'll kick us out. That kid.
She'll love that.
She's a breadstick eating kid I have ever seen, always has. She's eating them before she had teeth. That's her favorite thing is
well,
a breadstick.
They'll bring them as long as you. In fact, we left a bunch. Well, I think somebody took them. We all had stuff to take home. I mean, the servings are so big anymore.
She came in the other day with this huge bag and said, Daddy, look at this. And it was full of Fazoli's breadsticks. So Olive Garden might steal Miss Anna from Fazoli's.
Yeah, they might.
Because all you got to do to her is say unlimited breadsticks, and that's her favorite
that's
restaurant.
True. Well, unlimited salads, you know.
Hard to beat.
And now they've got, they've got the, for a while I saw an ad on TV, you know, when I sat there hungry, that they were having the unlimited pasta.
I'm starved.
But I swear I ate two meals out of it. I mean,
oh, you can't even begin to
a big serving. Of course, I'd eaten a bowl of salad, and the salad tasted so good.
I just want to go eat all that salad.
I'm going to go somewhere and get, I think most of it I can get around here. The radicchio, but I can get the red cabbage, you know, and I've got some red onions, and I've got some pepperoncini, and I've got tomatoes, like always. Yeah, I just think I may have tried that.
We ought to just go get on Highway 60 right now. I'll drive.
Let's go. Let's go get it.
Let's go. Go get a big salad. Folks, if you have recipes you'd like to share with Sammy, or if she's given anything that you'd like, because we converse a lot. Sometimes you might need the hard copy of this recipe. Email her, sammyq@bbtel.com. Email the station, wxbc@bbtel.com. And until next time.
Don't ever trust that skinny cook.